You're listening to 87.7 Scout Radio, Adventure FM. My name's Andy Mitchell. Now then, Tom Stables is a very important man. He's in charge of National Express, and they're connected with us here in Scouts. He's on the line to me at the moment. Hello, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning. Right, now then, the Youth Promise, National Express are involved with this. Just tell me all about it.
Our Youth Promise is a commitment from us to young people. We're passionate about developing opportunities and helping young people get on, and which is why we've partnered up with the Prince's Trust and the Scout Association to promote causes.
So how did the idea come about to get involved?
For me, it was I'm a Scout leader, and I look at young people and the need to give opportunity and sometimes the bad press we get, and wanted to do something about that. And as an organisation, I realised transport is really important and mobility for young folk, and that's what we do.
That's the thing, isn't it? Getting people from A to B, that's the important thing.
Absolutely. And I think for many young people, it's a step on the way to independence. I know it was for me, being able to go out and travel on my own. And I think it's like one of those first things you do, and it's about independence, and that's hugely important.
Now, you're a Scout leader as well, aren't you? How did you get involved?
Oh, I don't think I ever got away from being, you know, going through the movement as a young person and then going off to university, and I think I probably volunteered when I came home and made that fatal phone call of, do you need any help? I can probably offer a bit of time, and 25 years later on, so I'm still a cup leader, so there you go.
That's the thing about scouting, it never lets you go, does it?
No.
Nobody ever says goodbye. So, I mean, how has being a scout and a scout leader and everything helped you in your professional world as managing director of, you know, one of the country's leading coach companies?
I think it helps me to connect with people. You know, in scouting, you learn to deal with, you know, many different people the whole time, and you know, I think that's what you need to do in the business world and the world of work, and particularly a business like ours, which is across the country. It's that ability to emphasise with people and to move forward. And I think, you know, a lot of the time our values are very similar to those of the Scout Association in terms of taking responsibility for yourself and for others, and the respect and respecting each other. That's something which is hugely important to us.
So what do you remember about being a scout then? What did you get up to?
Oh, being outside, lighting fires, camping, you know,
great
things
stuff.
I still love today. So
I don't think anybody loses the love of that either, do they? That's the basic stuff, isn't it? It's great.
It is indeed.
We're very fortunate to have you on board, Tom, and National Express, and we're all very grateful for that. Hopefully you'll be able to come and visit us at Red Rose 2014.
I shall certainly do my best. It sounds like a great event.
That's terrific, mate. Well, thank you very much for your time on behalf of all of us here at Scout Radio Adventure FM and the wider scouting family as well here at the Westmorland Showground. We thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you, and have a great camp.